Dialing out now.
Holiday Grooming, how can I help you?
Hello, hi, this is Clayton.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hey, how are you doing?
Good, how about yourself?
I'm okay. I found your name online, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Mary Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Rick's also on the call with us. This is just going to give you a brief outlook on what our app is going to have, with the features that are currently going to be on there, and then we'll have some questions for you, and we'll get everything going.
Thanks for giving us some of your time. As Clayton told you, we're developing an app, and we're hoping that all pet groomers and all people with pets use the app. So maybe I can give you a quick overview of our app. Basically, again, a lot of people will be using it, and when they need their pet groomed, they'll contact us through the app, and then we'll connect them to a groomer, say, given many criteria, like location. They need to be in a 5-mile radius, and then particular service, the type of dog, and any kind of special handling for their dog. And then we'll match them with a groomer that has certain criteria as well. Maybe the groomer doesn't like big, fluffy dogs, or temperamental dogs, or whatever. And we will match the two up. And that's one function. And then the app will have other functions, such as for the groomer, it'll have like a contact list of your clients, and it will have the ability to invoice and payment methods for your customers, as well as like alerts. You haven't seen this dog in 9 months. He's due for grooming, and as well as mapping. So if you're a mobile groomer, you have a customer, it'll give you directions and give them kind of estimates, if you want, of when you're arriving. And again, all these options, you can kind of opt in or out and use whatever is helpful for you. So our question to you is basically, you're the groomer, right? So that's what you want to spend most of your time doing. So we'd like to help you do everything else and make everything else easier for you so that you can focus on just the grooming. So given those features that I just listed, which are useful, and what do you think our app should also include that I didn't list?
Is this going to be like a scheduling app as well for
yes.
the groomer?
Okay, right.
So something I didn't hear you mention was, like, for example, a lot of the customers are repeat customers. They want it every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks. And
okay. So
I think something super important would be,
reminders.
Like the overview, and then making sure that things don't overlap. Because,
right. Yep.
Every few weeks, things are going to start overlapping. And so I think that's like probably a really crucial one. So that you can see like, next week these two are going to overlap, so I have to like work them on a different day, or
right.
Okay. How you're going to handle that.
Right. And also, which I also didn't really mention, like if you sort of get ready for work in the morning and you notice someone canceled, we can very quickly fill kind of holes in your schedule, kind of real time as well, if that's something you would be interested in.
If a client canceled?
Yeah, and then you have a space in your schedule. We can fill the space almost in real time in many cases, yeah.
Oh, with like another client, you mean?
Right. If that's something that you are interested in as well. You would just let us know you have an opening at this time, and as soon as we have someone who would fill that opening, we let you know and put you in contact with that person.
Yeah. I think that would be cool, but at the same time, that might kind of cut back on the groomer and client relationship. And mm-hmm. I know that's really important to a lot of the people. Some people,
okay.
you know, obviously won't mind because they love the whole new age, everything's online, everything's digital. But a lot of
okay,
the people,
yeah.
like, for example, that I work with, they're older. They like to talk to you. They like to hear from you
sure.
directly.
Right.
So I guess that can, I don't know what the percentage would be of people that are okay with that.
Right. In some cases, there may be no communications, but if you prefer, you know, we can kind of live transfer calls to you so that you always talk to people, to any of the leads that we send to you, or
gotcha.
give you their text message information, and then you could have a text messaging chat type thing as well. Whatever you prefer. It's very flexible as far as the features that you use. And, you know, you can use just one feature, maybe scheduling, or just one feature, getting new customers, new leads, or you could use everything. So the key...
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a lot of options. Sounds cool.
Yeah, I think initially many people would just use a few options. And as they get comfortable with the app, then they'll start enabling other options that our app offers.
And then, so for the app, for the cost, though, would you have to pay extra for every single other option that you have?
That's a good question. That's what we're doing kind of our market research on right now, is how to monetize everything. The leads would definitely be... Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, in prior situations, I've had, software that it sounds cool initially and they give you all these options, but then they're charging you so much to use any little other button, you know,
right,
to add.
Right,
so
right.
That's kind of, like, counterproductive. So I think,
sure.
obviously, cost is a big deal. So that, to me, that would probably be the number one thing that I would want to know.
Okay. Yeah, and that's very important. Of course, our goal is to make any cost to you, you know, multiply as far as kind of revenue that you're bringing in, right? So, what apps have you used previously? Using any apps currently?
I'm not currently using any apps right now. I've just been. I've been handwriting them in a planner and then putting mm-hmm. them in my calendar on my phone.
Okay.
But the apps I've used have been, like, at places where I've worked or gone to school. And,
okay.
you know, there were just so many different options, but they all kind of did the job. They did the trick. So,
okay.
Do you have a name of any of the softwares? Do you have any of the names of any of the softwares you used in the past?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know ballpark figure how much the monthly, was it a monthly fee? Was it a charge per click?
I wasn't paying for it myself. It was just offered there through the places that I worked at.
Okay, so you're currently not using any software whatsoever to run your business?
No, now that I went on my own, I honestly, like, I haven't even had time to look at the apps, although I know I should. But I'm currently not. I haven't even had time to look.
Are you currently spending any money on marketing?
Other than my website cost, no.
Okay, and you were paying, like, a monthly fee to host your website, correct?
Yeah, just for the domain and the platform.
Okay, and as far as, so there's no, like, you're not doing any Instagram, no Facebook marketing. I did find you on Yelp. Are you paying anything to Yelp or do
yeah, I have Yelp, Facebook, and Instagram, and I just do that all myself.
Okay. Okay. And are you getting a lot of clients through these avenues?
Yeah, I actually am. I've had a pretty steady increase, so I feel like, considering that it's a new business, it's been going well.
Okay, and how much of your business you would say is like word of mouth, just, you know, getting clients from other clients?
I think it's like, if I had to guess, I would say it's like 50-50.
All right. And do you have any interest in expanding in the near future?
Do I have any what? I'm sorry?
Do you have any interest in expanding in the near future, possibly hiring another groomer?
Yes, I do. I mean, I can't predict exactly where I'm going to be at in a year, but I am hoping on hiring someone else on and hopefully multiple people at some point.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, we had an app that did everything that would help you run your day-to-day business. Ballpark figure, just if we had just a monthly membership fee, how much would you be willing to pay for something like that? And you didn't have to pay per click. The only time you would pay per click is when you would want new clients that were within your area. And, you know, it would be able to invoice for you. It would be able to schedule all of your clients. It would give you also bios on your pets and past history. Do we just want to ballpark figure on how much you feel like that would be worth to you on a month-to-month basis, to where you didn't have to write anything and everything was on your phone and you could store everything on the cloud and everything is pretty much managed by your phone. You can also access it through either an iPad and also have access through it to a PC as well.
I'm not sure. I guess I'd have to look at what other ones are charging because, you know, I'd have to get, like, some sort of average there because I honestly don't know how much they're charging for any of those apps.
Okay.
But it does take up quite a bit of my time, so I'm sure I'd be willing to pay. I just don't know how much.
Okay. And how much time of the day are you spending just writing information and getting yourself ready for the next day?
Well, is that including, like, calls I'm getting throughout the day and all that stuff?
Yeah, just, you know, calls and, you know, because we could also help you out by, you know, hiring an assistant that is, you know, that you could actually hire on demand. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you're overwhelmed tomorrow on Friday. You want someone to answer your calls. They answer your calls for a couple of hours for $10, you know, something like that. You know, so it's just, you know, the app, we want to, like I said, make the app useful to you and have you, like Rick said, spending your time grooming. Let us take care of everything else, you know, the invoicing, you know, because, I mean, I've noticed that a lot of you guys get paid with either cash or through some type of, like, application, correct? You guys don't really take any credit cards?
No, yeah, most take credit cards, but obviously they don't prefer that because of the charges that we have to incur. But, like, for example, I take cash, cards, Venmo, Apple Pay. I guess with the time between, like, running a card and making appointments and filling it all in for the next day, I would say it's about a couple hours of my day.
12.
Like 1 to 2 hours.
And now, how many dogs are you able to groom on a day? Like, you know, but just an average day.
Groom or just a bath or both? Like,
well, whatever.
You mean like
how many
hours am I?
Yeah, how many pets can you groom or either bath or groom in one day on average?
I would say about 5 to 7.
Okay.
Obviously, that depends on their big dogs, little dogs, baths or grooms, whatever. But that I think that's probably a decent average.
Now, let me ask you this. We spoke to someone not too long ago, and they were they thought that having an update as far as the pets' vaccinations to make sure their shots are up to date, is that an important feature that that you would like to see in an app as far as, you know, the pet's bio, breed, you know, size, you know, temperament, you know, things of that sort? Is it very important for you to know, like, what type of dog you're dealing with in advance and, you know, as much information as possible on the pet?
I think as much information would be great. However, for me personally, I have a release form where they sign that the dog is up to date on the vaccines. That way, if anything were to happen, I'm covered legally.
Okay.
So do I need to know exactly what shots they've gotten? I mean, not necessarily, because as long as they're signing that their dogs are up to date, that's legally covering me.
Okay, that makes sense. Totally makes sense. Okay. So let's see here. All right, we're pretty much done here, unless you have any other questions. Rick, do you have any other questions?
No, that was it.
Listen, Rick, are you there, Rick?
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
No, I think she covered just about everything. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Well,
thank you very much for...
Thank you so much for your time, and we would love to, like, keep an open line of communication with you. Would it be possible for us to give you a call once we're further down and further down the road as far as developing our app and possibly, you know, giving you a demo so you can try out the app?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And we do definitely want to pay you for your time. Where, who should I make the check out to, and where should we mail it?
My address is 2956 C, as in Cat Street.
Street.
Unit 13, San Diego, 92102.
Is it 92102? And who should we make it out to? To your company name?
You can just make it out to me, actually. It'll probably be easier. It's Marieley, last name Pirro.
Pirro.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
P
awesome.
As in Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, P as in Paul, I as in Indigo, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll definitely be in touch, and we'll get this check made out and sent out to you today.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.